time is 7 after the hour. You're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, and joining us in the next half hour, Chef Louis DeAngelis with a super Super Bowl wing recipe and some other news from the world of food, which you will find in intriguing food fun facts, food fun frolicking, food fun... What's the rest of the week?
Fantastic. Football facts.
All that stuff. Yes, exactly. Speaking of food, a waitress at an Applebee's restaurant.
It's amazing that you go to this because I just happen to have the audio for it. This is one of my stories. Go ahead.
Well, you can. Actually, the story is pretty cut and dried in a sense. We posted it at Doug Steffen.
I don't have the audio for it. I have the audio for the other one.
All right. Okay. You can tell the other one. I'll just tell you this one.
Okay.
There was a note from a pastor this waitress got. He complained about the automatic gratuity added to the bill, and this lady posted it on the Internet, and she was fired after the pastor saw it and complained to her manager. Her name is Chelsea Welch. She wrote in an email to Yahoo that the pastor, who was identified, told the manager in the store that the firestorm had ruined her reputation. Posted this stuff online. Here's what it read. I give God 10%. And this is what she wrote on there. She's scratching out the automatic tip. I'm sorry. The minister's name is Alice Bell. Alois Bell. The waitress is Chelsea Welch. So, anyway, Bell scratched out the automatic tip, scribbled in an emphatic zero where the additional tip would be. In other words, she got her 15% or whatever it was, 18%, and then, you know, it leaves another place. We want to leave some more.
Right.
And he scratched out and said zero. And then Ms. Welch snapped a photo of the bill, uploaded it to Reddit, defended her right to post the receipt. She said, quote, I thought the note was insulting but also comical, and I thought that other users would find it entertaining.
No, she didn't get any tip. The amount of the bill was $34.93. Then they suggest the 18%.
I thought it was added into the bill. Because some restaurants do that now.
Right, right. It's suggested. It says tip 18%. Mm-hmm. And then $6.29.
It calculates on the receipt for you so that you can leave that tip if
right,
you want to.
Right. Mm-hmm. But then it says additional tip. And they crossed out the $6.29 and put zero and left the $34.93 for the amount of the bill. And it says on, she wrote on the thing, or the pastor wrote on the thing, I give God 10%. Why do you get 18?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Is that what I said?
Yeah, but you said that she had gotten
the
18%.
Well, that was the impression that I had. That because some restaurants you can go into, Roberta's familiar with some restaurants in New York.
For parties of six or more, they will just automatically put on
18%. Or in tourist areas, because Europeans, it's automatically put on the bill, so when they come here, they don't realize that the tip's not on the bill.
Right.
Uh-huh. So restaurants serving Europeans, especially in New York, will... pretty much any place in Times Square, because a New Yorker wouldn't be caught dead in any of those places. But,
right.
You know, with their tourist traps,
all
you know, Bubba
stuff.
Gump and Hard Rock Cafe,
right.
You know,
yeah.
California
Planet Bubba Gump.
Kitchen.
Planet Hollywood.
Like, you know, Planet Hollywood is like, you've got to be kidding me. But they'll often put the
New York snob, Roberta. Yeah.
That's the same way in any major town. They have all of those tourist trap restaurants. You know, they have them down in New Orleans.
You know what amazes me here? People, like, they take that step to travel. You know, they take that step out of their house to experience something new. Yet you'll go to a city like New York that has the most marvelous mom-and-pop restaurants, and yet they'll still go to a chain because that's
but
what
you
they
know. What?
Because
maybe
it's safe.
And it's affordable. It's something that they know, and they know they can afford it.
Absolutely.
Sometimes you walk into a restaurant in New York, and you don't know exactly what price you're going to get.
Every restaurant has their menu posted in front.
So what do you think? I mean, I posted this story on my Facebook page, and I think the pastor's a jerk.
I wouldn't.
I would have spilled the spaghetti on his head.
Yeah. Well, he didn't. Wasn't able to do that because he didn't write it until afterwards. He wouldn't be somebody that I would think would be a swell guy to have for a friend.
Or a pastor.
Yeah. Well, but
I posted this.
Don't give me.
And somebody posted on my Facebook page. I think it's hysterical that he tips God. And he's talking about tithing, obviously.
Well, it's tithing.
Yeah,
right. Tithing.
Right. Yeah.
And you tithe 10%. Okay. Yeah, you give 10% to God, and well, you know. But still, I mean, this is how waitresses and waiters are paid.
Yeah. They don't
That's
make any
they
salary.
Earn their money, right?
Yeah, people don't
they
realize
make a very
they
small
don't,
salary.
Very
I mean,
small. It's below the minimum wage.
Three or four dollars an hour. $4 an hour.
Right. Not a lot. Nope. All right. So Richie's got a story coming up. Jennifer has one. Roberta has one. And Chef Louis has the story of the hour probably coming up. This is Beyond Good Day at 13 past the hour. A time for reflection. Sometimes you take things like freedom for granted, do you not? How about thinking about those who have helped you maintain your freedom? The wounded soldiers who've come home from the battlefield.
We talked about that soldier the other day who had both of his arms reattached.
Reattached, yep.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. Think about that guy.
Yeah. Think about lots of people. I met J.R. Martinez the other day on a plane. Spent Jennifer, you know, loved the conversation.
Oh, wow.
We talked for about 40 minutes.
I would have loved him because he was on All My Children.
Well,
he's great.
He's very eager to come on the program and talk about his life and his experiences.
Really cool story.
Right. And there's another guy. And how many more tens of thousands of them are there around that haven't been helped by the government? And that's why the Purple Heart Service Foundation has stepped up to the plate, dedicated to seeing that veterans get the support they need. And all they need is a little help from you so they can survive and help these people above and beyond the call. These people have served us. They need some help. Often they don't get what they are supposed to get from the various government agencies. So they need help to get involved in various programs. So if you've got a car or a boat or some kind of a tool that you don't need any longer, donate it to the Purple Heart Service Foundation by calling 877-743-1631. May I give you that number again? 877-743-1631. All completely tax deductible. Information on how to donate and what it goes to is easily had by dialing that number, 877-743-1631.
Extremely dry, itchy skin needs intensive relief that lasts. So get Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. With two dedicated medicines, it targets the underlying causes of itch and irritation, whether they be allergies, rashes, irritation, or just dry, chapped skin. And it has seven moisturizers to provide relief that lasts and lasts. Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. Intensive healing for lasting itch relief. Use as directed.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact, teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth.
I have a cold. I took NyQuil cold and flu, but I'm still stopped up.
Well, it may treat many cold symptoms, but it doesn't have a nasal decongestant.
Really?
Try Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels to relieve your worst cold symptoms, including your stuffy nose.
Oh, that sounds much better.
And soon, so will you. Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels.
Oh, what a relief it is.
Use as directed, and save a dollar when you visit Alka-Seltzer on Facebook.
We thought a giant gorilla was the perfect mascot for the big deals at Office Max. But the gorilla they sent us is the size of a hamster. Actually, he's a metaphor for the tiny price you'll pay for TurboTax software after we take $10 off TurboTax Deluxe Level or higher. $10 off is a big deal. Our gorilla, not so much. Find thousands of big deals now at Office Max. Offer ends February 2nd.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com. Check out TurboTax.com, if you please. All right, so, Richie, where are we going with you?
I'm going down south, going to NOLA, New Orleans.
Super Bowl.
For the Super Bowl, the media is all over the place, obviously, right now, New Orleans.
Not
yeah,
they're
on every street corner. And Orlando local news channel 6's Jessica Sanchez was in absolutely no mood to have her Bourbon Street live shot crashed, which is what some woman did. And listen to how she handled it. It is absolutely classic.
It's like how Troy talked about how the zombies out here, because basically what is left is the people walking around with this glazed look in their eyes and just stumbling. Like this one behind me. Hi, yes. How are you doing?
California.
Oh, very nice to meet you. You know,
49ers.
You're going to do a story. You're going to do an interview with us?
Sure.
Okay, because we were just talking about here along Bourbon Street and the STD rate that's been going on here. And so how long have you had an STD?
I don't have an STD.
Oh, then why did you want to talk?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry.
Well, are you serious?
Something to be ashamed of.
No, I don't have an STD. That's
oh,
no
okay.
Suspect.
Okay. Yes. Anyway, so I've been taking care of that in my own little way.
49ers.
So you can see what I've been having to deal with out here. And
oh, she's a riot. Oh my God.
Is that classic?
Oh my
God. Wow.
How to derail someone really fast.
Good Lord.
You have to
me, not me.
I don't have an STD. You have to be prepared if you're going to be a reporter doing a live shot on Bourbon Street in New Orleans to walk up. So she must have thought this up ahead of time. And that's just classic.
Like, how do you deal with the idiots?
Well, and you're
you see them all the time. The guys that always walk behind you go, making these noises and gestures. And
right. But I just think it's so funny because most of them just kind of laugh it off.
Or ignore it.
Yeah, this one decided, I'm going to fight back.
Right.
I like it.
So anyway, Roberta, how long have you had your STD?
I don't have an STD. What are you talking about?
I treat it, thank you very much.
Can we move on?
I think it's time to move on. Thank you.
You didn't like that story? That's classic.
I thought the story was fine, but I don't know that I want to make fun of people who have STDs.
Oh.
We're not making fun of people who have STDs.
Getting a little too close to home, eh?
No. I really don't think that's funny.
Oh, no.
Now we're in trouble.
I know. That was completely uncalled for.
Uh-oh.
Oh, come on.
Not funny. At all.
You're in trouble. Hey, stick around. Just after the break, we'll see if Jennifer's still part of the show. All right, Doug seems to have gone silent. So it's 21 past the hour of Doug Steffens' non-STD having good day. Will Jennifer return? Stick around.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Starting today, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings sale starts today at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-9-
After the hour on the Good Day program, so we have a Barbie story from Roberta Fasanelli.
Oh, I love this music, Rich. This is great. I can't believe you found this.
Have you ever heard this song, Roberta?
No, I've never heard this.
Used to be a huge dance club hit, like in the late 90s, early 2000s.
I want to be a Barbie girl. Well, I'll tell you, you can go somewhere today and be a Barbie girl. In fact, you can even step into a gigantic Barbie box so you know what it feels like to be a packaged Barbie. And where can you do all this? In Taiwan. Taiwan's that island off of mainland China. It was the independent part of China. And, you know, Taiwan came up with Hello Kitty. You know those, like, really obnoxious Hello Kitty things?
Yeah.
And they actually have a Hello Kitty-themed cafe. Well, now they've got a Barbie-themed
restaurant. Is this how they're smuggling people into the United States?
It's officially licensed by Mattel. You have to see pictures of this place. I mean, it's all this hot pink, and the tables are Barbie stiletto heels. The chairs are Barbie bustiers with tutus on them, and all of the waitresses dressed in Barbie clothes with the ponytail, and they even have a gigantic Barbie box, so you can step in it and feel like a packaged-up life-size Barbie. The food? Well, it's kind of jury's out on the food. Is it good? Is it not? They say it was developed by nutritionists.
Is it plastic?
Is it plastic? The menu has Barbie all over. And there's giant, pictures of Barbie, Looking at this, it's just unbelievable. It cost $1.7 million.
Good Lord.
To build this. It's just the most
It looks nice, though.
Thing. It is so obnoxious. I mean, the whole
thing. Oh, it's
thing,
very obnoxious.
It's hot pink. I mean, but you just, like, you're overwhelmed.
Jen, you would love
pink.
It.
I would love it.
Jen would absolutely love it.
My kitchen's pink. Of course I would love it.
Your kitchen's pink. Oh, my.
Pink and lime green, yeah.
And they've even got waiters who dress like Ken.
Huh.
Yes. Now, what whether they're endowed by Ken, like Ken, I have no idea. The waitresses apparently are not necessarily endowed like Barbie.
That's almost impossible.
Remember that crazy woman? Well, I don't know if she's crazy, but the one that made herself look like Barbie?
She's
she had all
crazy.
The plastic,
oh, surgery.
Plastic surgery?
Yeah, she's crazy.
Yeah.
She should be like the hostess there. She should seat everybody. And they could have
absolutely.
Performances from Barbie and the Rockers. Oh, it could be cool. I love this idea.
I couldn't see this flying in the U.S., though. I mean, this is something so, embedded in the Chinese culture. You know, the Hello Kitty, very brand conscious, and they bring the brands to the forefront and make it part of their lives. And this is just like the ultimate of it.
It looks so funny because all of the waitresses obviously have dark hair, so you see all these dark hair Barbies.
Right. They're all in ponytails.
Yeah.
And then the waiters, trying to look like Ken is really kind of amusing when you look at what they have on.
Those Miami Vice clothes are getting a workout.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, they have hot pink shirts. That's what I think is hilarious.
Ken is like, 6'3", blonde, and all these guys are like 5 foot nothing with dark hair.
Yeah. So if you want to go to a Barbie cafe, you got to go to Taiwan, China.
So where are they made? Are they made in China or are they made here?
Barbie?
Yeah.
Mattel. I would imagine Mattel gets everything made in China.
Man, what are we doing to ourselves? I go down. Think about all of the stuff that comes out of there.
It's just exalting the brand like this. Just I find just like really weird.
Well, but there are all kinds of. But they're making the stuff there, but they're using U.S. companies to promote because they aren't smart enough. They don't know anything about promotion over there. They don't know anything about anything except how to steal ideas and things and try to recreate them on their own.
But think about this. I mean, here, this is in China. This is Taiwan, China. So ethnically, Barbie doesn't look anything like them. And yet they're promoting this huge, you know, everybody should look like Barbie in this cafe. It's just, I find it kind of strange.
Well, there are a lot of things in life that are strange, Roberta. That is for sure.
Including me, yes, I know.
Yep. Coming up, Chef Louie and his recipe of the week, plus some thoughts about special foods you can create for a Super Bowl Sunday here on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Dr. Andrew Weil, MD, is the founder and program director of the Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine. He is the author of many best-selling books, including his latest entitled Spontaneous Happiness, A New Path to Emotional Well-Being.
I think disconnection from nature is one of the factors creating epidemic depression today. You know, in a nutshell, the problem is that the lives that our genes prepared us for and the lives that most of us are living are quite different. And one aspect of that difference is disconnection from nature in all aspects of nature, natural cycles of light and dark, exposure to natural sounds and sights and smells. There's even a term been coined recently, nature deficit disorder, to describe that, and I'm a great believer in that. I've also written about the importance of companion animals and how valuable they can be in maintaining and improving emotional wellness. I've lived with dogs for a very long time, and I can't imagine life without dogs. And my dogs are constantly remind me of the possibility of spontaneous happiness. They get me out of the house. They get me to exercise. They demonstrate joy and happiness right in front of me and unconditional love. And there's an interesting body of medical research showing that people who have companion animals are healthier, they recover more quickly from surgery, that everything is better. So I think that's an important strategy to consider.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com.
spelled MINDREGARD.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with new Tropic Mind Power cognitive supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at LongLifeFood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
It's 33 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Jen, Roberta, Louie, Chef Louie joins us to talk about some of the stuff that you are going to be cooking or can be cooking this weekend for the big Super Bowl party. I'm actually sitting here right now texting one of my neighbors back and forth as to what we can create, prepare, and bring for our little Super Bowl party that we're going to have. We're going to take the kids over to a neighbor's house and just kind of hang out. So I'm thinking chili. I'm thinking maybe some meatballs. And actually, the meatballs I'm thinking about, Louie, are the ones that you suggested last week for the burger recipe you had, where you mix black beans and sausage.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And
yeah.
I was thinking about just doing it in a crock pot and making the meatballs out of that. And maybe like a little bit of a light barbecue sauce, something just kind of a sauce type thing. So I thought that might be fun.
Or if you want to make them Italian style, you know, because you're using the sausage, you know, cook them in a pasta sauce, but add a little ricotta cheese to the mix.
Ooh,
make it real creamy.
So I'm using if I'm using a I don't know. Let's just say 2 cans of black beans, drained, mashed, and I would probably use about 1/2 pound of Italian sausage with that.
Yeah, use 1/2 pound of like either sweet or you know, sharp. Throw some veggies in there.
Yep.
Pick them up. Put a little bit of ricotta cheese in the mix. It creamies them up if you're going to cook them in a crock pot. If you're going to cook them in liquid, that really makes them good.
All right. So then some marinara sauce and some ricotta. Yep, I'm all over that. Okay, good. I'm on to that. All right, Louie's going to bring us a wings recipe. Mm. Now, everybody does wings.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what's different about your wing recipe, Louie? Because you usually like to make things easier.
Well, for one thing, you know, instead of deep frying them, let's get away from that. You're going to bake your wings, okay? And there's a great way in the recipe of how to bake them. Put them in a 375 oven for about an hour. The last 2 minutes, you know, kick it up a little bit and broil them for 2 minutes and get a nice char going so that they have a little more crispness to them. But instead of using your hot wing sauce, try something a little different, and that's that garlic oil sauce that I make.
Hmm.
And the reason, there's science behind that. You know, good dishes usually take 3, maybe 4 of your taste buds into consideration. You know, but that 5th taste bud, umami, the reason why people like Caesar dressing, you know, it's because it caters to that 5th taste bud. So I try to mimic it by using the oil. You know, that's the creamy part. The olive oil. Garlic, Parmesan cheese, which is a total umami sensation because of the glutamic acid in it, and some salt and pepper. You got the salty, you got some sweet, you've got the umami, And when you take your wings out of the oven, just cover it in that garlic oil sauce, and I'll tell you what, when you take the first whiff of it, you're going to wish that somebody makes an air freshener out of that.
So
that's good.
Go through me again with this fifth taste bud.
Well, you got four taste buds that everybody recognizes: that's sweet, sour, bitter, salty.
Right.
But the fifth one, and it's since 1987, they finally recognized it, it's called umami. And the Japanese are the ones that discovered it, and they say it's a combination of salty, homey, comforting food. And if you cater to that, which would be stuff that's high in glutamic acid, broccoli rabe, Parmesan cheese, olive oil, these are the things that cater to that fifth taste bud. It just wakes your mouth up. I mean, it's just fantastic.
Do you buy this whole fifth? Jennifer, Roberta, you're from a restaurant family.
Yeah.
Do you buy the whole fifth taste bud? I'm having a hard time with this.
Like the fifth beetle.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of, you know. I mean, yeah, I kind of buy it. I don't see why not.
It was, you know, for a long time it was poo-poo, but it's been recognized, like I said, since the 80s. And, and you know what happens? Let me tell you. You go into a buffet, and I'm working on a paper right now concerning this about obesity, believe it or not. You walk into a buffet, and most mainstream chefs, In mainstream restaurants, try to make the food as bland as possible, all right, so it caters to the masses. And I was at a buffet a couple of weeks ago. A friend invited me over to eat, and I'm watching people with fried chicken, pork chops, baked chicken, all of this on their dish, trying to get their money's worth. And I asked a few of them. I said, "How's that taste?" And they said, "Well, it all kind of tastes the same. You know, I really can't taste the difference between the fried chicken and the pork chops, the baked chicken."
No.
And what happens? And I believe that when you have blandness, okay, it's like real flavor pop, that you will taste it with volume. Okay. Whereas, and that's part of that French paradox, you know. The French cooking is full of fats and a lot of great flavors, but they don't overeat. And I think there's something in your brain that says, that's so good, slow down, savor it,
right,
and enjoy it. Whereas opposed, if it's just bland, I mean, it's just food, I think your brain tells you, keep eating because the next bite might be the one that has a lot of flavor.
Right, you're looking for satisfaction.
Right. Right.
Yeah, and there's a satisfaction question in it. And so I've been working with this PhD up in Seattle on this, who believes the opposite of me, by the way. But I think I'm slowly changing his attitude on this.
You know, last night I went to a Lebanese restaurant. I was telling Jennifer and Roberta earlier.
Oh.
And I got the mezza platter. And so it's got, you know, the variety of, you know, four or five different things. And the flavors, you know, with the grape leaves and the rice and the baba ganoush and everything. And the hummus and the bread, and the bread is fresh. And it's just, it was really, the falafel, it was, I mean, it just, everything. But there's a little bit of everything. There's not a lot of anything. And as you're sitting here talking about, you know, hitting the different taste buds, I was just thinking last night how good that was because everything was just a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny. You ever have somebody over and you really try and make a super, super flavorful dinner. And you watch, most people will stop and say, I got to slow down. This is so good. I want to enjoy it. I don't want to eat that whole serving dish of it because I probably could. And they actually eat less. And they slow down and enjoy what they're eating.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, we watch the cooking channels, and we see the these contenders who come on these cooking challenge shows, and they say, "I'm trying to get some sweet and salty, sweet and salty, sweet and salty, sweet and salty." Is that something that you should use in anything when you cook? Should you think about those four different flavors and now five? When you cook, let's just say, I mean, because I love to just pull stuff out of the refrigerator. Should I be thinking about the four different flavors as I'm cooking something?
Yeah, it's all about balance. You know, and you take somebody like Bobby Flay, who I think is a great, great chef, but all he ever does is sweet and hot. That's his mainstay. Everybody ends up in a niche that they're comfortable in. Whereas if you sat down and tried to tickle somebody's tongue, so to speak, by hitting all the different flavors, you know, all the different flavor tones, I should say, I think you really end up waking somebody up to a whole new type of a food. You can control it with food that way.
All right, so being Super Bowl weekend, one of the most popular dishes of the weekend is chili. And I'm thinking about whipping up my chili, and I have a couple of secrets that I throw in chili. And I want to go around the table here and get everybody's chili secrets. Mm-hmm. And what's your favorite
beer
Super Bowl food is? Don't give it away. Don't give it away. All right, so we know one of Jen's super secrets, but I want to get Louie's, and I know Roberta is going to have a secret. So it's 42 past the hour. Doug Steffen, good day. Chili secrets coming up.
Love hardwood? Get it for up to 59% less at Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale. Bellawood Prefinished Brazilian Hardwood is up to 47% less. Prefinished Birch, just $169 a square foot. Our best laminates are 20% off our already incredibly low prices. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't miss out. These unheard-of deals are available only while supplies last. Hardwood flooring sale is going on now, so visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Welcome to 2013, year 5 of trillion-dollar deficits, year 5 of financial repression, that is, negative interest rates, year 5 of the Fed trying to pump up an economy while politicians stab it to death with higher taxes and massive new regulations. This is crazy, like watching a slow-motion wreck. For over 3 decades, Swiss America has offered an option, gold, which has grown in value by over 5 times since 2002. Politicians strive on keeping Americans in a perpetual state of emergency. Not me. I'm informed because I've read The Great Debasement by Craig Smith for peace of mind. Protect your family now. Call 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN, for a free copy. It's the simple truth. 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN. Stop these progressive big spenders now before they ruin our children's future.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free, free, free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
It hurts to have a cold. Not only are you congested, your body aches and your head aches. Fight the pain and the cold symptoms with Advil Congestion Relief, the only over-the-counter cold and sinus medicine that combines Advil with a proven decongestant to relieve the pain and sinus pressure that come with the cold. Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. Use as directed.
This is our review.
Who are you?
The barbecue in the southern United States.
That's right. This is our review of barbecue. This is our review of chili.
Chili.
You know, everybody's cooking up a pot of chili right around Super Bowl time. So, and everybody's got their little secret that they do with chili.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Jen, you teased us a little bit with yours with beer.
It's just half of the secret, though. I use usually a dark ale in my chili.
I do
And
as
then
well.
Just a little hit, and this sounds really weird, but a little hit of dark chocolate.
You know
That's
what?
It. Because it makes like a mole almost, which
yeah.
is so good.
Absolutely.
You and I have the exact same secrets.
Really?
I use a chocolate bar. I'll cut up a chocolate bar and throw it in there. Sometimes I'll even do a Snickers bar because of the caramel. So that's kind of fun. Wow. So you either use a Hershey's chocolate bar or a Snickers bar with the caramel, and I use a whole dark beer. But then what I do is I don't just use ground beef in mine. If I'm making a big pot, I use a pound of ground beef, a pound of sausage, and a pound of bacon.
And interesting.
You have to cook the bacon and then cut it up into small bits. Let me tell you something. You want to talk about just flavors all over the place? Your brain is going, what in the world is going on here? So, but it's good stuff. So try it. It's, you know, for me, when I cook, it's kind of like this mad science experiment, and sometimes
that's
it may go
very
wrong.
That's the great thing about cooking over baking is that you can do that. You don't have to measure.
Right.
You can just throw things.
Right. I just chuck stuff in there, and you know, and I kind of read this recipe and read that recipe, and I was like, okay, bacon, cool, sausage, cool, chocolate, cool, beer, cool, fine, throw it all in there, and then heat it up a little bit with some peppers. So, all right. So that's Jen, Roberta.
Well, I kind of do what you do in a way. I use different meats, but I'll use like a meatloaf mix. I'll use pork. I'll use lamb. I'll use some beef. I'll even throw in some ground turkey. But my big secret is red lentils. I put red lentils into my chili. Because red lentils, unlike the green or the brown lentils, which stay intact, red lentils basically fall apart. So that adds a wonderful thickener. And since I can't metabolize beans all that well, especially black beans, I'm dangerous when it comes to black beans. You don't want me around. I'll use more lentils in my chili than I will beans.
You know, I'd never thought about lentils. That's a great idea.
Red lentils, especially.
Now, maybe you can do a mix with the beans and the lentils.
That's what I do.
Okay.
I'll even put garbanzo beans in my chili.
That seems a little freaky.
Interesting.
See, turkey,
garbanzo beans, huh?
When I think chili, I don't think turkey at all. I don't want turkey anywhere near my chili.
See, that turkey chili, I think, is really good.
Really?
It's good. But if you use the pork and the lamb especially, the lamb has such a flavor to it.
The lamb would be great.
It flavors the whole thing.
All right, Lou, what do you got for us? What's your turkey or your chili secret?
Well, if I'm making it with beans, then, I use a 15-bean mix to start with. And I use cut-up pieces of beef. And I use cut up pieces of lamb. And that's the way I do mine with a lot
of
ground.
So you do the cubed beef instead of just the ground?
Oh, sure. I don't use ground.
Okay.
I use big pieces and 15 bean.
Now, when it comes to peppers, what are you throwing in there for peppers? Are you doing the habaneros, the reds, the what?
I use jalapeno and serrano.
Okay.
And if I can get a good red pepper, I'll throw it in there.
Ever put in a hot curry in your chili?
Oh, I can imagine.
Oh, let me tell you, especially with the lentils, you throw in a hot curry. Oh.
Now, and then here's the other secret that I like to do, is I like to cook my chili the day before.
Oh, you have to, at least a day or two before.
Oh, yeah. You reheat it.
Yeah, and then let it sit, because it just it's too watery the day of.
Yeah.
And so I like to let it, put it in the refrigerator, let it thicken up overnight, and then heat it up the next day. And then it also just makes it so much easier. Who wants to cook on the day of?
On the day of, exactly. Yeah. Even if you're crock-potting, it's still hard.
Yeah.
Old Carol Shelby, the race car guy, used to throw in corn masa, corn flour, chili.
Ooh, yeah. That makes it
really good.
Texture, it gives it a good flavor.
You know, you guys, this is perfect. So Saturday night, I'm going to set the crock pot up. I'm going to throw everything in there and just let it roll all night long. Just put it on low and just let it roll. And then that way, Sunday morning, it'll be done. I can throw it in the refrigerator and then warm it up just a little bit before the...
When I do that, I can't sleep.
Because you're excited.
Sitting next to it, looking at it, waiting for the bubble, taste it here and there.
You're up all night with a crock pot.
All right, so head on over to gooddayshow.com, dougsteffen.com, and check out Chef Louie's wings recipe, and also catch the beans and sausage recipe for the burgers. I'm going to do the meatballs with them this weekend. All right, Louie, thank you. Talk to you next week. It's 51 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Chuck Hagel on the hot seat, the would-be Secretary of Defense on the defensive. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. What a difference a few days and a nominee can make. Earlier this week, Massachusetts Senator John Kerry had nothing but smooth sailing as he was confirmed by the Senate to succeed Hillary Clinton as the next Secretary of State. What happened yesterday was not what anyone would call smooth sailing. The seas were a bit choppy for former Nebraska Senator Chuck Hagel, President Obama's choice for Secretary of Defense. Hagel, a Republican who served in the Vietnam War, made an opening statement saying a strong military is important.
America has and must maintain the strongest military in the world, that we must lead in the international community to confront threats and challenges together.
It was the question and answer session with Hagel that became contentious. Arizona Republican Senator John McCain, who is also a Vietnam War vet, pressed Hagel on his opposition to the troop surge in Iraq during the prior Bush administration.
Were you correct or incorrect when you said that the surge would be the most dangerous foreign policy blunder in this country since Vietnam?
Yes or no? My reference to the surge being the most dangerous.
Senator Hagel?
Senator McCain did not let up, pushing Hagel for an answer.
Yes or no?
Well, I'm not going to give you a yes or no. I think it's far more complicated than that. As I've already said, my answer is I'll defer that judgment to history.
I think history has already made a judgment about the surge, sir, and you're on the wrong side of it.
Chuck Hagel was also questioned about a comment he made in the past referencing the Jewish lobby.
I regret referencing the Jewish lobby. I should have said pro-Israel lobby.
Hagel added that he has always been a strong supporter of Israel. As mentioned, Hagel did serve in Vietnam and would become the first former enlisted man to head up the Pentagon if confirmed. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
We thought a giant gorilla was the perfect mascot for the big deals at Office Max. But the gorilla they sent us is the size of a hamster. Actually, he's a metaphor for the tiny price you'll pay for TurboTax software after we take $10 off TurboTax Deluxe level or higher. $10 off is a big deal. Our gorilla, not so much. Find thousands of big deals now at Office Max. Offer ends February 2nd.
Because Wendy switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her vacation savings jar wants to pat her on the back. But it can't. It's a vacation savings jar. Doesn't have a palm to pat with. Even if it tried, it'd just spill change everywhere and make a mess. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the extra cash, you'll know your vacation savings jar wants to pat you on the back. But remember, it can't.
It's a jar. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
On Wall Street, not a whole lot of movement for the markets yesterday. The Dow up 15 points to 13,926. S&P was barely changed. NASDAQ gaining 9 points. Crude oil futures fell 45 cents a barrel, down to $97.49. The Senate took a vote on the federal debt limit yesterday.
On this measure, the ayes are 64, the nays are 34, the bill is passed.
And with that, legislation to extend the federal debt limit is now on its way to President Obama's desk. The measure extending the government's borrowing authority until the middle of May and prevents a possible government default. Here's one sure way to erase the debt in your house. Just hit Powerball. Yes, Powerball, the multi-state lottery played in 42 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. No one matched all the numbers this past Wednesday night. Tomorrow night's jackpot up to a cool $176 million. And finally, to New Orleans we go with more press conferences in advance of Sunday's Super Bowl. Beyoncé held a news conference yesterday. She sang the entire national anthem to a throng of reporters.
Thank you guys so much.
And she did sing it. No lip syncing.
Any questions?
Well, why did you lip sync the anthem at the inauguration?
Due to the weather, due to the delay, due to no proper sound check, I did not feel comfortable taking a risk.
Beyonce promised to sing live when she performs at halftime this Sunday. And with all of the press conferences held this past week, no doubt the best one came this past Wednesday when the parents of the opposing Super Bowl coaches talked to reporters. Jack and Jackie Harbaugh, mom and dad of Jim and John Harbaugh, Jack summed up the feelings of these two very proud parents this way.
Who has it better than us? Nobody!
So he says, but let's face facts here. No matter what happens on Sunday, Jack and Jackie Harbaugh will be feeling the ultimate in mixed emotions. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.